got this big football game coming up on Sunday. Lots of people
making
plans.
There's a football game on Sunday?
There is. The voice of Nick O'Sullivan from Brothers Barbecue. We got your email, Nick, and we've been thinking, what are people going to be serving for Super Bowl? How are they going to solve their entertainment?
Well, like we always say, you know, pizza's good, and I know it's the number one day for pizza.
Number one day for pizza.
But barbecue is just so much better.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, I think anybody that's got taste buds can tell that. Yep.
Nick O'Sullivan, Brothers Barbecue, in the house, sharing some of their wares, you know, you're kind of pulling it all together at Brothers. Give us your description of how you all got started and how you bring the styles together.
It's a funny story because we opened our first location about a week after the Broncos won their first Super Bowl. So back in 98, we opened February 5th. So this February 5th, this week, in fact, will be our 18-year anniversary.
Happy
birthday.
You
can believe it. Thank you.
All right.
The different styles are just the styles that me and my brother liked. You know, the United States has pretty distinct different styles of barbecue. You got, you know, your Texas and Kansas City where it's more beef, more of a sweeter sauce. Then if you go down to the South, the Carolinas, Memphis, that area, you got more pork barbecue, and you got your mustard and your vinegar style barbecue sauces.
You're not afraid to serve Carolina style sauce this week?
Nobody heard of a Carolina fan before this weekend. All of a sudden, they're coming out of the woodwork. So
they are.
You know, we serve Kansas City style, and we seem to do okay against the Chiefs most years.
We're doing our tasting here in studio.
I don't think the Chiefs, well, until this year, beat the Broncos.
Yeah, it'd been a while.
It had been a while.
Yeah.
Nick O'Sullivan, Brothers Barbecue.
And big Bronco fan, obviously.
Yeah, big Bronco. I see in your orange and blue. What do you think people are going to want to watch?
I think
if you got a
small get-together, we got a game day pack where you get a slab of ribs, a pound of meat, 2 pints of sides, and 4 rolls. That's good for 2 or 3 guys. The thing about the Super Bowl is everybody eats before the game. Everybody eats at halftime. Then everybody, hopefully, are celebrating and eating after the game as well.
Oh.
So I'm not afraid to go big for the Super Bowl. And, you know, when the guys come in to order the food, if they got 10 guys at home, you know, you can go up to 10, 20 slabs of ribs. And, you know they're going to go to use.
And let's not forget the ladies.
No, the ladies are just as big.
We know. Yeah.
of fans.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, Carlos. It's a little early for me.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, I mean, ladies, there's some ladies who like to eat as well.
Oh, yeah.
We do
for vegetarians, guys and girls, we have barbecue tofu, so that's an option.
Yeah. I know some ladies who, you ever seen those plates when they get done eating? They just stack those ribs, you know, nice and clean.
Yeah.
They're all like stacked. They're like fat toothpicks. that's kind of like the spoils of war.
Right.
Just sitting stacked over here, you know. Yeah.
I picked the original sauce fine. There's some spirit in your original sauce as well. Carlos, you had the tangy.
Yeah, that thing is outrageous. It's really good. What do you got in the beans?
The beans? That's a family recipe,
okay.
But... you know, lots of pulled pork, a little bit of mustard, some sauce, you know, and we cook everything slow and low, so everything kind of gets soft and smoky.
Cool.
Nick O'Sullivan from Brothers Barbecue sharing his Super Bowl suggestions for the meal and the game, and not afraid to do that. Do you built a place with all the styles. You didn't pick one.
Yeah, we loved them all.
Hard to decide. You loved them.
Yeah, we loved all the different styles. And you know, Denver's become such a hub for transplants that you got people here that, you know, have realized how beautiful Colorado is and have moved here from the Midwest or the South or, you know.
Boy, I tell you, I can remember when you guys started Monaco and Leedsville. That's
right.
Right
by GW High School.
Yeah.
And then Store 2 back in 2000,
wow.
We opened up on 6th and Washington.
So has it been like almost 20 years, right?
18
like,
years in February, wow. Yeah. I can't believe it either.
Well, it's got to be a testament to the quality.
Well, thank you.
It's just really good.
What'd you bring for dessert, Nick?
For dessert, thanks for reminding me. We got Orange Crush ice cream from our ice cream parlor over on Colfax and Fairfax, Nugs Ice Cream. Mm. And that's a special flavor that we came up with specifically for the Super Bowl and for the Broncos. Obviously, it's more like an orange sherbet. And that's my new favorite flavor. And that, maybe that's my excuse for eating it.
Nick O'Sullivan, the place is Brothers Barbecue, brothers-barbecue.com. Thanks, Nick. We appreciate it. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Thank you guys very much.
Enjoy the game, by the way.
Oh, will do.